Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is the Mystical Muse, Musing in the Madness. I hope everybody's day so far is going well. And if not, good thing is we can change it. Today's Motivational Minute is going to be about a class that I am having. And it pertains to a topic that I get various amounts of emails about, especially from women in various religions, but, you know, mainly with Christianity or religions that are connected to blood. And it's on the topic of blood sacrifice. Interesting enough, there are so many people that believe in the atonement or the atoning blood, but at the same time, they cannot tell you why. They cannot tell you about blood sacrifices, really why it's necessary outside of something that they, you know, read in the Bible or something that a pastor or somebody has told them. They haven't studied it. And not only that, they haven't studied it from a priestess perception or perspective. Because our perception and our perspective, being two different things, is completely different than what the majority of women are being taught in these religious institutions. Women first, because they bleed in childbirth and because they bleed monthly if they have a menses, women first and foremost need to understand the significance of blood sacrifice more than anybody else on this planet. In my opinion, men don't even need to touch this topic. It doesn't even need to be discussed, addressed, identified, dissected, or anything when men are present, because it 100% has everything to do with women. Now, I know that is not what the majority of us are taught, nor that is what we believe or have come to believe. So that is why I want to do the class on it. And, of course, it'll be closed door and inexclusive because of the nature of the conversation. But I really want women to start to really think and ponder on various spiritual practices and why, not only why do they exist, but why are they connected to the divine feminine? Why are they connected to the woman? Why are they connected to the prophet, the prophetess, rather, not the prophet, or the rabbukas? Why are sacred mysteries concerning blood, you know, kind of, you know, conveniently left out of so many theologian discussions and holy books, but at the same time, women feel a call to it, feel a call to the atoning blood of Jesus. Women feel a call to, they're in other, you know, religious-based, they feel a call to the sacrifice of animals. There's something about the connection with the blood that the women have, that you all have, that you're not going deep into. And that's why I want us to have this conversation, and I want to teach on it, because blood sacrifices, 100%, blood atonement, blood rituals, whatever you want to call it, women bleeding every month is a ritual in of itself. But it has everything to do with two things, ladies, with two things. Money and gold. Money and the harvesting of gold. I look forward to this conversation. I want you all that come to the conversation or come to the class or listen to the class and archive to really listen to what I am saying, because there is a history that is being kept purposely from you. And I believe this and know this to be true. When women take off the rose, no pun intended, because the rose is, you know, the menstrual, the yoni, the vagina, that's what it represents. When we take off these rose-colored glasses, We're going to see the world completely different. And I want women, the first healers, teachers, oracles, prophetesses, I want you all to know and to understand blood rights different than anybody else, because it is about you. It has everything to do with your matriarchal civilizations. It has everything to do with the gold that you brought, the gold mines, how the flow of currency flows, colonialism, and who the real first slaves were. It has everything to do with that. So do not believe these lies that people are telling you about how evil the Aztec culture was. There's a lot more going on than what meets the eye. Unfortunately, the victors typically are the ones that write history. But women, you have a special story, a very special story, and I want to share it. All right, the link to sign up is beneath or in the description box. I look forward to this conversation, to the questions that are going to come out of the conversation, and I look forward to the journey that you as women are going to take when you can link and you really understand that the nature of blood sacrifice, the nature of blood atonement is connected to you and your material wealth and prosperity. Good evening.